And I also taught there.
What's your favorite thing? Acting, singing,
what?
All of it. You just want to do it all.
I'm registered with Integrity Casting over there with Tony
Suddy. I love her.
Tony, everybody loves Tony. She's great. Give a shout out to Tony.
So what would be the ultimate for you?
Basically the triple threat thing, sing, dance, and act, and get paid for it, you know, get the music out there and,
And then have everybody buying your downloads.
Downloads.
Because it's no longer CDs and stuff, it's downloads.
And actually, this is kind of like why I brought you some cookies and cakes.
You did. They look beautiful.
We're doing a little CD release party right here.
What's the name of the CD?
It's Chick Music One.
Chick Music One. I love that.
Yes.
I love that. So you got a bunch to go.
Chick Music One.
Chick Music 26.
Yes, that's right.
Sean's going to play us another little bit here.
Oh,
tell
wonderful.
Us what the name of this one is.
This is my favorite song. I wrote this about my husband. It's called Connection.
Are you married?
I am.
And he supports you in every way that he can, doesn't he?
He does.
Yes.
He really does.
But just think, if you'd have married a producer with money.
You troublemaker.
I know what I am.
Oh, no, I got the best guy on the planet.
So where can we buy your downloads?
Actually, they should be up and running the next day or two. My website's up. It's you go to www.westcoastmansion.com.
Would you hit me up on that West Coast Mansion? I want to see that.
Yeah, westcoastmansion.com. And then iTunes and Amazon. Mm-hmm. I had a band here for years on the circuit called Mansion, and that's where I did a lot of my recording.
Now, is your husband in your group?
Nope.
He's not a musician?
In a different business. I mean, he is a guitar player, a pretty good guitar player. So
he'll pick a tune out for you, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes in the studio and jams occasionally, so...
So what studio? Where'd you create this CD?
I actually did most of the music at Spicutronics with Jerry Spicula and Jess Conrad.
Now, where's that? Because people here locally would want to know. Is that here locally?
Yeah.
A studio here locally?
You can definitely look up... Jerry Spicula is on the circuit, and give a shout out to he and Jess, great guys. We worked really well together. And basically all the melodies and lyrics are mine, except for the second song on the CD, which came from Keith and Kelsey from the Out of Towners. But the rest of it, I basically take my melodies and my lyrics in, and basically we create the music around it.
That's wild. You don't play an instrument, but yet you're creating music.
I know. I'm a freak that way.
I think it's awesome.
But there's my new website, and I'm happy to have
it. Oh, there it is. Look at that. Oh, look at that. So, sexy, Christine.
Thank you so much.
That's sexy. Whose car? Is that your car?
It was my car. I just sold it.
What is it? It's a
Fiat, and it's on the music video that's right there. So when you check out the music video, that car is all over there. So the car is a celebrity, and I just sold it.
So don't you like that? Don't you love the idea that you can have your own website and have people go there? You can sell your albums. You can do videos. You can do whatever you want there, can't you?
Yeah.
A whole biography on you, where you come from, where you're going to be performing again.
Yeah, and all that. It's an easy website to get around.
Okay, where are you going to be performing here so we could see you?
Well, next casino gig we're doing is March 30th and 31st. We'll be at the Circus in their cabaret downstairs there.
That's a nice little cabaret.
It's a great cabaret. Yeah. They let you run your own sound. They're really cool there.
Last time we had the place packed. Will you do all your originals? Will you do some of your originals?
We will do some of our originals, yeah. The last time we were there, we pulled out a tune that's on Chick Music 2 called Ugly Little Feet, and it's a Tex-Mex song.
So you did Chick Music 1
now we're doing
first?
Yes.
Now you're working on 2.
Yeah, all the music's done, just one song that has to get finished, and then we get that out there. And then the last CD is going to be called Let It All Hang Out. And that'll be coming up too in the month. So
I think it's wonderful.
What's that? This music video. We filmed that.
Look at you there. Oh my gosh.
I know, I did that at the Grand Sierra Resort. They pulled out the plane for me, and it was pretty cool experience. And then at the end of the the music video, a lot of people want to know if I really did almost get arrested by the railroad police, and the answer is yes.
You did? They told you can't be here, and you said, hey, I'm doing a video, and they said, you can't be here.
This is a music video.
This is a music video.
I didn't know you couldn't dance around railroad tracks.
So how many videos on here could we see?
Just
this one for now?
Yeah, and we're talking to some people right now about producing another one that's in the works. That's around a song that's going to be on Chick Music 2. So
West Coast
Mansion.
No, Mansion. WestCoastMansion.com.
That's it, yeah.
Check it out. Christina Hiltz.
And on Twitter and Facebook and all that.
Of course, you're everywhere.
Yeah, and just Christine Hiltz on Twitter and Facebook. So.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
I love your music. It's beautiful.
And hey, I want to shout out to the Vets. You were talking about them earlier. And I'll tell you, that's one of the songs also that's coming out on one of the CDs is a song called Fallen. And it's about our fallen soldiers, and it's a subject dear to my heart that I think I agree with everybody here that it's the biggest shame in our United States that our vets are not treated better.
For sure. Thank you, Christina Hiltz. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
And all your love through
on.
Your music.
All right,
yeah. We'll be right back. You're with Broadview.
The Buzz. The countdown to February 5th is on, but you don't have a game plan in place for feeding friends. Time to call an audible and head to Silver Legacy, the big game party. A surefire win every time. It's the final game of the season, and it all comes down to this. Silver Legacy plays host to your big game viewing. Join Silver Legacy and Budweiser in the Reno Ballroom for an all-you-can-eat buffet, a drink, big game hat, and football. Tons of football. On giant screens throughout the building, $40 puts you in the door to join your friends, score some prizes, and kiss the season goodbye. The big game is live from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indiana. And starting at 2 p.m., we've got the best seats in the house. For tickets, call 325-7401 or go to silverlegacy.com. Now call in the play and let your friends know to meet you at Silver Legacy for the big game party.
Cartledge, Cartledge & Company is the longest-running privately owned CPA firm in Northern Nevada. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They take pride in their commitment to help the local community and their clients with their specific needs. They specialize in professional tax services, IRS problem resolution, accounting, bookkeeping, financial, retirement, and all your investment services. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartledge, Cartledge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back, Christine. She was fun.
Yeah.
Beautiful girl.
Good,
wonderful music.
Good guest today, Jay.
Yeah, good guest.
Good job.
Good guest. I know you love that stuff. I know you do.
Chick music.
Chick music for you, JP. So Roseanne Barr is running for president on the green ticket.
Jumping right into that topic. Can you believe it?
You have to be kidding
me. We were just talking about likability, right? And Gingrich doesn't have it.
Does she? Come on.
Who do you want at the party, Gingrich or Roseanne Barr?
Neither.
Neither.
God, I can't even imagine between the two.
She's running on the green party ticket.
The green party
ticket. The green.
Is that a write-in? Do you write it in?
No, that's an actual...
You got a problem there, Jay?
Yeah, I got a green nose here I'm having trouble with.
She's drooping and the clock says noon, so there's 4 hours to go.
So the green ticket, I never heard of it.
Yeah, it's a big party in Europe. And the green party is a major
party. In Europe? This is in the United States. This is a United States election. What?
But they're spreading around the world and they have an actual political party here in the United States and Roseanne Barr is running.
Well, she's not running very fast, or she lost a lot of weight.
The Green Party's probably ecstatic because they got somebody with money who can pay for her own campaign.
Oh, she always has to make a statement.
What did Ralph Nader run on 4 years ago? Wasn't he on the Green Party?
He was on the Blue Party.
I guess I shouldn't ask questions.
It was Wednesday Night Blues, and he showed up every Wednesday, ran on the Blue Party.
I haven't heard from him yet. Is he going to run this year?
No, he's not running
anywhere. He's running out of time.
Okay, what else? What else did you want to talk about? I was looking here at your subjects. Dutch zoo makes contact lens for elephant.
I thought that was cute.
That is cute. Why?
They brought it in on a snow shovel, threw it in his eye.
They did not.
How big is an elephant contact lens?
It's got to be huge.
It's got to be big.
Size of a car.
Bottom of a milk jug or something.
That's interesting. Something else I found interesting before we get to the final subject matter today, which of course is Sunday.
Yes.
Which you'll love, is the Global Heritage Fund.
Yeah.
Have you heard of them?
Nope.
It's the year of the Mayan calendar. Oh, we're hearing all about this. People are curious about the Mayan calendar points to December as the dawn of the new age or the end of time.
When, no?
What, you've
did
heard.
You, did you mention
December?
Oh, December.
December of 2012. Supposedly, that's when the calendar runs out. The ancient long count calendar is what they call it, of the Maya. It's a Mesoamerican civilization that flourished across Mexico and Central America back 2000 BC, the time of the Spanish conquistadors, way back when. And they say that on December 12th, which is the day before my birthday.
So there's really, this could have some
see
meaning.
See what I'm then. Saying? See what I'm saying? I'm not going to get a year older. The sun will be aligned with the center of the Milky Way for the very first time in about 26,000 years.
Wow.
I know. It's a long time. The end of the world as we know it.
Wait a minute. The sun will be lined up with the Milky Way. What does
with
that
the Milky
even
Way.
Mean?
The sun will be aligned with the center of the Milky Way.
The Milky Way is a circle, so aren't you always aligned
with the
sun?
No, the Milky Way is not a circle.
Well, it's kind of a
circle. Like a semicircle. Who's that? Who's this? The princess of the Mayan calendar?
That's Roseanne Barr.
Oh, Roseanne.
Oh, my gosh. Look at her.
Let me see what's happening.
She's
with
kind
her.
Of sprucing herself up. She has lipstick on and stuff.
Look at that. She lost weight.
Yeah, she's not nearly as big as I saw her on TV the other day. She's not nearly as big as she was.
She's still snarling like she always does. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Okay.
Hopefully she won't try to sing the Star Spangled Banner.
We're on dome. Please don't try to sing anything. So while we're back to the Mayan calendar. While few Mayan people still follow the long count calendar, the Global Heritage Fund is celebrating the event by naming 2012 the Year of the Maya. Members of the fund greeting the winter solstice, and they're all going to the top of the La Danta Pyramid. That's at the El Mirador site in Guatemala.
But wait a minute. That's
Guatemala. They're all going to go there together. Probably aliens stick them up or something.
Your caller said it's December 21st, not the 12th.
It says 12th.
Well,
I got this from the Global Heritage Fund. I got this from the Global Heritage Fund website.
I'm just a messenger. Don't kill me.
Thank you. Thank
you. But the solstice is the 21st.
Shoot him, would you? I know. And I thought it was the 21st as well. But according to this Global Heritage Fund, they're saying on the 12th of December, the sun is going to be aligned. That may not be the end of the Mayan calendar.
Well, you know, those people are dyslexic. And I think it's really the Heritage Global
Or maybe
Fund.
It's the typer. Maybe it's whoever typed this up. No, it says right there.
Because the solstice
is
definitely on the
21st. Okay, here's the thing. No. The 12th of December is when the sun is going to be aligned with the center of the Milky Way. And then on December 21st, it's going to mark the end of the 13th Mayan calendar. That's a 144,000-day cycle.
So maybe there'll be 9 days of turmoil.
There'll be 9 days of turmoil.
Now, do you want a perfect segue into Super Bowl? Chevy has a new commercial for the Super Bowl tomorrow.
It's about the Mayan calendar?
It shows the Mayan calendar apocalypse, and all the cities are destroyed, and everything's burning and smoking.
And they're still
and
running?
Out of the rubble comes a Chevy Silverado pickup truck.
And who's in it?
It's no famous person. It's
well, of course it is. It's Eli.
At the end of the commercial, you see that the only people who
Eli Manning.
The only people who survived are Chevy Silverado owners. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. That'll cost them a pretty penny. Okay, so anyway, back to they're going to experience the winter solstice right there on the top of the La Danta Plateau up there. So if you'd like to go, do it. But here are some of the, there are five different sites that they talk about.
For what?
The five key Mayan sites for enthusiasts in case you want to go and celebrate the Mayan calendar and all that they're doing and what's going on and maybe be there for the last day. The first one is Chichen Itza. It's the site, sacred spot, Mexico's southern Yucatan. It's on the peninsula, actually. The settlement is believed to date back to the 5th century AD. The architecture there is a blend of the Mayan and the Toltec style. And that's where they're going to go on the plateau. Then there's the Tulum, the cliff, which is a top site in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, overlooking the turquoise waters of the Caribbean. And these are all places where enthusiasts of the Mayan civilization and maybe the end of time can go. Also, the Tzeqal.
I don't think they're called
the Palenque, the Copan, the Copan. That's the Mayan civilizations which span much of the Central American area. And it's about 2000, dates back about 2000 BC, abandoned for centuries. But That's where the Spanish explorers were. So anyway, that's it. You know, the 12th, the sun's going to align in the center of the Milky Way, and then the Mayan calendar is running out on the 21st.
I still say you can't align with the center of a circle.
Well, you just don't know much, do you?
Just slap me. Just go ahead. Throw something.
Slap you. It can all. It's all possible. Well, we're all curious about that. Is it more of a, what was his name? The guy who ended the world? Get back to him.
I can't remember his name now.
Harold
Hastings.
No, not Hastings.
Harold something.
Oh my God. You sound like a bunch of stupids today. That's because Super Bowl is on all
look
our
how,
minds.
Look how fast your fame
plays. Super Bowl, I know it. Super Bowl coming up tomorrow. Super Bowl Sunday. Indianapolis. And I'll tell you what, the streets have been renamed. They've got streets over there now. Dolphin Drive.
Oh, really?
Manning Square. They've got the image of Manning's face on a building size Papa John's banner. They have a whole place called Super Bowl Village. They've recreated the entire place for Super Bowl Sunday tomorrow. And Super Bowl weekend.
And are you praying?
Cold
for
weather.
Tom Brady?
It's going to be cold there. I mean, let's be real. This isn't New Orleans, Miami, or Southern California.
Right. I don't know why they do that.
I know, it's crazy.
Remember when they had it in Detroit?
Mm-hmm.
Who the heck wants to go to Detroit for the Super Bowl?
In February.
Like handing out tickets, you know, I don't want it. I don't want to go to Detroit.
So it's the England Patriots and the New York Giants. Who are you going for? Who's your team?
Tom Brady went to my college, so
he's a Michigan names. Man. I have no idea. But is he the Giants
he's
or is
the
he the Patriots?
He's the guy that's married to Giselle Bundchen.
The only one I know about is
or
Manning.
Giselle. Is it Giselle or Giselle?
I only know about the two Manning guys. That's all I know about this.
Well, one of them's not in the Super Bowl.
I know. Is he from the Colts?
Yeah.
Which, the other Manning, the brother?
Yeah, he might be done.
Might be done. What do you mean done?
He's been out for over a year with a neck injury, and they're saying it's not healing.
Ads worth millions of dollars, we'll see tomorrow. They're saying the Super Bowl might be bad for your health.
Why is that?
All the fatty foods that everybody eats.
Brother.
All the wings and the chips and the dips.
And the beer. And the...
Yeah, the beer.
I'm always kind of unhappy with the Super Bowl. I don't know why.
Why?
I think if you're a football fan, you enjoy the regular season and the build-up, and then the Super Bowl is kind of a letdown.
I don't think so. I think the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl. It's the only day we watch anymore. We don't watch the playoffs or anything. I mean, I remember I used to watch them all when I was a bartender. You know, easy to believe.
Yeah.
And I used to love to bet with the guys.
And you were in the
circus.
Used
to love it.
You combined them, and you were an acrobat on the bar.
Love it, love it. And I would bet against the guys and make all kinds of tips. It was great. And I was a Broncos fan.
Yeah.
Elway was my hero.
Okay.
Yes, and I was a big Elway hero. And I finally got to be his golf caddy at one of the festivals that they had up at the lake at Edgewood.
You were John
Edgewater.
Elway's caddy?
I was his caddy, a complete gentleman in every sense of the word.
Did you have to carry the bag?
I tried.
What happened?
No, I drove the
Oh, it was
car.
A cart. Okay, gotcha.
I gave him his beer. Come on. Anyway, have a great time with the Super Bowl tomorrow. I'm going for the Patriots just because you want the Giants.
No, I want Brady's on the Patriots.
All right, okay, good. Then I'm going for the Giants. Go, Giants, okay. Go. Thank you for joining us today on Broadview. It's been one of those Saturdays. I hope you won't hold it against us. We will be back next week, maybe. Thank you, Sean. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to Broadview. We'll be right back.